This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good division win on the road. Last three games in a row on the road. Thought it was a gritty win. Led by Josh. Offense got off to a good start. Established a line of scrimmage early in the game. Ray Davis really stepped up in James's absence. Thought he ran tough, ran physical, protected the ball. Red zone offense, red zone defense, a big difference in the game. And then Taren with a great play at the end, and T-Rap had another great play breaking up the pass in the end zone there. With that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions.
John, it seems, don't want to speak for Rome, but like an uncharacteristic performance by one of your teams. Discipline, situational awareness, things like that. How do you process this right afterwards?
Yeah, we've got a lot to clean up. We've got to be more disciplined. We can't beat ourselves. Situational football, we've got to go back and re-examine the situation at the end of the half with the sideline play. We were defending the sideline with the potential for the field goal and left a Hail Mary check to a Hail Mary. And so we've got to go back and re-examine that as well. So a lot to clean up, and I got a short week to do it.
Josh had a tough game last week. Rebounds.
Yeah, thank you. Just so it's more. Yeah, sorry.
Tough game for Josh last week. Bounces back with a much better performance. What was the difference from your perspective for him today?
Yeah. Number one, when you're able to run the football, it helps. We were able to run the football last week, don't get me wrong. But coming out the way we did, I think established a line of scrimmage, and Josh was seeing the game. He was seeing their defensive looks and going through his progression, getting the ball out when he needed to, and then he made some loose plays like he always does. And our scramble drill, those are things you don't take for granted when he gets loose, that what we call a scramble drill, the patterns that match up with his and where he's going, his scramble and his mobility in those situations, we got some completions off him as well. So we practiced that this week. Joe did a great job making sure we were getting that in practice this week, and then you saw the execution of it.
Sean, you mentioned Taylor Rapp and Taren Johnson. Just what did they mean to this defense tonight coming back after?
Yeah, we missed them last week. Good to have them both back. They made some big plays for us. We've got some young guys out there playing, and those two are some of our veteran players. And you could tell, in the week of practice, you could tell that there was a difference in just the communication and the speed at which we were playing on defense during the week.
How much from your position as coach did you have to kind of handle Deion's emotions and passion? It seemed like it was overflowing at times.
Yeah, definitely. For not just Deion, but just too many penalties overall. And it's hard to win when you've got 11 penalties, six of which I believe were either pre-snap or post-whistle penalties, which is not how we handle ourselves. And so we just play football the right way. That takes care of a lot of it.
With Deion, I more meant like the stuff before the game, the history there with this team, the back and forth, even walking off the field, kind of pointing at some of their players. How do you manage that as a coach?
Well, you address it, and you do the best you can. At the end of the day, then he's got to take that and make sure he's thinking of the team first. And those are pre-snap or post-whistle. Those are non-negotiable. We don't tolerate that stuff. So we've got to do a better job in that category for sure.
There was a time on the sideline where Josh made it a point to address some players whose emotions were maybe going a little bit overboard, as you're talking about. Is that what you need to see in the leader, in Josh Allen?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just him, but he carries so much influence when he does things like that, when he's keeping his composure, keeping his head about him, in addition to playing the way he played tonight. That's a sign of a leader, and then you can see the influence that carries, and so You know, I thought TB does a similar thing on the defensive side. I thought he did some of that tonight, and we need that. That's important. You know, the player-driven leadership is huge.
Sean, we've asked about Tyler Bass kind of going back to training camp with some bumps there and throughout the season as well. Just what's your confidence level in him right now, and what are you seeing during the week that's different from games?
He knows he needs to make those kicks. That's the bottom line. He knows he needs to make those kicks.
Sean, you mentioned the play at the end of the half. That situation, is that something that is decided in the moment, or is that done Thursday? I mean, can you maybe take us through how you're rolling out that, what you're going to do?
At the end of the day, it didn't work, right? So that's why we have to go back and re-examine it. You know, there's a grid you go through at the end of half or end of game situations based on the time on the clock, the timeouts they have, and you try and put your best defense out there for the situation. Like I said, at the end of the day, they executed better than we did, and so we've got to go back and re-examine, making sure we've got the right number of rushers for that situation, as well as the right number of cover guys, and so that'll be done this week.
Sean, situationally, the end of this game mirrored a lot of what we saw in Houston, where you get the ball back deep in your end, you decide to run it twice this time, actually three times this time. After that Houston game, you said this is something we're going to learn from. Did you see it kind of come to fruition in this one?
You know, we did. I mean, sometimes you put in the work and it doesn't, right? But we spent a lot of time this week meeting just from a game operations, game management standpoint, and I thought we handled it extremely well. And then 17... kind of drew that one up, that last play in the dirt a little bit, and he's a heck of a competitor. So
6.5 minutes in, and we haven't mentioned Ray Davis yet.
I think I mentioned him earlier.
I'm sorry. Well, let's elaborate on the game.
You did right off the top.
The game. All right. Well, the game that he had, and how you were able to deploy him, and when did you know that James Cook wasn't going to be able to go for it?
Yeah, James, I'll give him credit, you know, and Khalil too. You got some guys out there pushing through it. You know, teams are hurt this time, you know, 6-7 weeks in, whatever it is now, and most guys are playing with things, and Khalil being out there, he wasn't 100%, but appreciate how he was able to get through it and push through for his team, and you could just see it on his face during the week, even though I think he only got a little bit of a few reps on what was our Saturday, I believe, and James got a few reps also. We were planning on working him out before the game, and he just felt like he wasn't going to be able to help the team, and we all respect that. We want him out there. He wants to be out there, and you know, hopefully he can get back for this week.
Sean, on that note,
I'm sorry, I just wanted to follow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just on Davis, the opening drive especially, yeah, 50 yards or whatever he had before he even caught that long pass. What did that, being able to establish that without James Cook?
You could feel it. You could feel our intent to win the line of scrimmage. You could feel that from our offense, from our offensive line. I mean, it takes 11 guys to run the ball well and run it effectively and run it with an attitude, and those guys, they came out with that and that type of mindset.
Just to build on that, the first drive, very physical. Coach, I mean, guys were falling forward every chance. Dalton even had a guy, his play. Is that something you talked about all week leading into this game?
Well, we knew what type of game it was going to be. We knew it was going to be close. They're a good football team. You know, when you've got Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback and a high-level defense, we knew what type of game it was going to be. So, and quite honestly, most of their games have been just like that. You know, our offense came out and established, like I said, a mindset and a tone, and especially getting the rookie off to a good start. And Ty was in there too. Let's not forget Ty. And so, two guys stepped up in James's absence.
Sean, how would you rate these last three road games, and how good will it be to return back home next week?
Well, I think you learn a lot about your team when you go on the road, especially for three straight weeks. And you know, we learned a lot about ourselves even tonight, just in this game. So. It'll be great to be back home. We can't take that for granted, though, in our preparation. And again, on a short week, hopefully we get some guys back and put ourselves in position to play a good team at home in Tennessee.